Okay, this is it, everybody. Two more poems. Yes. Sing. This poem breaks down electron bonds inside you. I'm sorry for breathing, as we all do, asbestos slivers from the floor tiles in the jiu-jitsu dojo. I'm sorry for the human hand punch to your poem face. But don't you think this violent art best proves our love for Sister Sledge? I've got all my sisters here on stakes, about to air kiss you with flame. My own white-hot karate gi absorbs the war drones of the wealthy crammed up at this art bar. Sorry, I did burn to ash all your clickbaits of the sirens riding bikes across a shark's back. The internet quiz says I'm an oceanic white tip, your worst Shark Week nightmare, known for frenzy feeding on shipwrecked humans. When I sleep, I dream like sharks who never sleep. It's stupid to understand how everything has died and then try what? To warn you? Old English sing has no related forms in other tongues. I've lost my thread again. We get them back by snagging them on hooks, slicing off their fins for soup, and tossing the bleeding body back into the water. Sorry, Earth, for having killed you. Sorry, everyone, the universe. So sorry, full of sores, the sisters who will never be my own, the plastic shard called God. It seems I'm not the only person on the internet to ask if the Titanic people died from sharks. No, they froze to death, of course. I blow my raft first class and float, snagging clams and shoving ice cream down my throat, so I can state, you know, for the record, I never did feel glad to be here, or if I did, I did in spite of all you breeders. JK, I know, not nice. I'm just jealous we never could get our own zygote on the hook inside me. Oops, confessional territory. Sorry, it's a first world problem. I mean everything. It's all your fault and mine, but we can still have all the ice cream we can eat for life. We keep it cool by sending super warming gases to the atmosphere. I'm sorry, but you know those sharks don't care. Let's raise our instruments and make the best sounds we can make until we sink. It's a nice thought, right? Like a rubber ducky in a snow white gi? Or is that an angel's robe and golden halo, wisp of cloud across the final glacier? I know. We can cram ourselves inside each other's shark skins, suck on our inhalers, and finally spill it all, just like those four drumbeats quick before the first electric keyboard notes I press to my white ear 1,000 times an hour, building through guitar, the bass, more strings and horns, till those true sisters break out into song. We are family, a family of sharks, who when they get excited even eat each other, who even try to keep on feeding once they're disemboweled. Okay, here's my confession. I never knew kung fu. I just liked the sounds of words in my own mouth and struck a pose to feel them out. You try it too, like getting French kissed from the inside by an angel in the light of all the films we ever cried to. Come on, tell me everything. Get up, everybody. Sing. And this is a poem called More. Every life has its Taylor Swift relic bones. I mean, the glacier named for her. It's melting, so we pray for it, right? But we flame too hard for this never-ending war. Stars, as in, we are who we are, objects of desire, that is, fucked by the very air, moist with the blood of the super-holy TM soldier telling you this tale. St. Francis, the archetypal drunken whoring warrior in shining golden armor, stood bolt upright in his tomb 200 years after he died, and his blind eyes flashed fire. The saint I am is trying to tuck this into your tiny hip pocket. It's innocent, I promise, a present, all the shells and feathers of this war with its stinking sinkhole. But don't worry, for real, we can bleach all this out and start over with some new unpronounceable people and their beautiful, sparkling jihadis. You know, like the commercial, don't worry, we'll make more. Don't worry, all of this is ours, from shore to shining never ever, ever. Like that song Miss Swift sang for us, the one that made everybody melt and hold their hats to their sweaty hope chests. I built this, TM, and my drone reads my mind like the ships of the ancient Phaeacians. We are getting back together. We can start over. We will always have more, which to the Saxons meant greater, stronger, the rights of the conqueror. We came. We vinoed. We karaoke'd. And you know how that makes us feel, like St. Francis before he was poor. We believe. Clap your hands. We can always have more. Thanks.